Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
You know that I'm doing that just for work.
Yeah.
Because you know personally that
we
I don't really
need
care.
Likes to validate what we're doing.
Okay. I
but
just
like our page.
Yeah. Get there now. How did this come about? We had a friend that posted something on Facebook.
Mm.
And it was a very sappy post, would you say, would be a good adjective to describe the post?
Yeah, I would say
or not.
Sappy, but also not very smooth. it wasn't intended to be that way.
No.
Not a master of words.
No.
You
not a wordsmith.
Put it like that, yeah.
Okay, no Shakespeare there.
Yeah.
And then
it was like a backhanded compliment at the end.
It was. We can't read out the post, though.
No.
Because that's not fair. But we then asked him why. And it was one simple answer. And he said that because his partner thinks that he doesn't post enough on social media.
About her.
Her.
Yeah.
And basically about the relationship too, yeah?
Yeah.
And, you know, 13, 12, 16, hey, join in the conversation at any time this morning. I believe, and I'm sorry to narrow it down to this, sometimes I think girlfriends expect their love to be shown on social media a little bit too much from a guy.
You think it's just from the girlfriends?
I would say more inclined. More inclined, big call, I know, but more inclined to be able to go down that path to show affection. Oh, where are we going?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think, yeah, girls are naturally more open and more about sharing love and, you know, that's how we are. But I don't think that's the case. Some guys do it as well. I was just scrolling through the other day and I saw a guy and he'd really carefully placed out his engagement, and it was almost like he planned how it was going to play out on social media.
Who's doing
before
that for her?
He did it. Oh, well, then do you need every single picture in the lead up to the actual proposal online for everyone?
Okay, maybe
on Facebook.
Maybe he was doing that for his own gratification.
I feel like there was a lot of ego attached to that.
Sure.
So everyone can be like, oh, what a man, what a romantic. Oh, wish I was that lucky.
Oh, Casanova. You know? Well, the guy that we're talking about, I mean, he's got no ego and he's not a Casanova.
No, he purely did that because he was told.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. But what about, okay, all right, if then you see a post that your boyfriend or your partner has put up, don't you get all warm and fuzzy? You say you don't like it, but then if you see it and the public can see it, because that's unfortunately how we're judged sometimes, perception isn't always reality, it feels great to see the post.
I think if it was genuinely from the heart and it feels genuine, not because you've had a fight and you're like, oh, I better do something nice and write something and express my love or declare my love for this person. You know, I think a lot of people do that. I was watching something on Facebook just before about a guy saying, the relationships these days, people are looking at social media where it's not realistic.
No.
That's not true. They're not showing the fancy arguments, the things that happen in a normal relationship.
Yeah.
They're showing the overdramatic, sappy
days of our lives.
Yeah, when you get, you know, present. It's nice to share and whatever. If you get flowers, whatever, post that. That's nice.
It's nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, I do think that people look at social media and it's almost so in your face that there's a lot going on behind the scenes
and there's
that you would never know.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you're having trouble, I guess that's what every relationship should be going through in order to work it out and compromise.
Yeah. I would love for people to get involved and admit that, yeah, I do it because my partner says, or, yeah, I tell my partner to do it. There's no shame in that.
No,
that's
there's
okay.
not. Hey, you seem like what I would do. I'm pretty sure you'd like a letter written to you rather than a social
post. I love letters.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I love cards. I love letters.
Yeah,
I read a nice card from my grandma last night.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
That has more sentiment. That's what I used to do. Now they have all been thrown out. Joel and Tools, that was Educating Joel, 13, 12, 16. You can join the conversation anytime. We do have Michael. He's been in a relationship for 10 years. Michael, are you under pressure to post on social media, my friend?
Yes, I do get a bit of pressure from my beautiful spouse.
I like the way you said that. Go on.
So do you think it's a girl thing in general to put that pressure cooker on?
I do. I believe it's genetically entwined in their mentality that they require the chuffness of their spouses posting up something, I guess, over and above on social media, like, I don't know, like, just anything.
Do you give in to the pressure? Do you post things?
I sometimes do. I only do it genuinely. Like, I get pressure on and to do it when it's not genuine, so I just I don't worry about it. And I was going, no, you can place it up yourself.
So what situation would this be? So if you're out to dinner or and how is the wording coming across?
Yeah, so like I guess the wifey's clicky groups, you know, they're all, trying to be supermodels online and which they deserve to be and and require that that encouragement, that lift from me. So I reckon all women do it, eh? It's just life.
So is it like, babe, can you put this picture up of me and say, how hot is my wife?
Well, she'll say, oh, babe, did you see, like, Shani's man posted up a post about her and saying how she's so beautiful and so hardworking or whatever, and she's just egging me on to post up something for her.
I get it. Oh, bless. That is hilarious. Michael. Good on you. And that's why you've been married for 10 years.
That's right. And that's the only reason. So I love her.
Thank you so much for ending your relationship on Hit 105.5.
You haven't, Michael. You've been good this morning.
Expecto Patronum!
There we go. Harry Potter fans, get ready.
Yeah, we're looking for experts along the coast in relation to the job that's been up in the UK now, only for a week. And, of course, so many people wanting to be this creative producer for the Harry Potter franchise.
That's right. And we thought we needed to play the Sorcerer's Quiz to be able to find the biggest Harry Potter fan on the coast. You've got up for grabs a signed Daniel Radcliffe photo.
Yeah, one of my signed pictures. I'm willing to give that away to someone who beats me today.
I found someone. His name is Oscar. He is 13 years of age. He is a massive Harry Potter fan. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play against Tools?
Yeah.
So 13, Oscar, that's how old Daniel Radcliffe was in the third Harry Potter movie, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think that this is going to get quite heated. What we're going to do, Oscar, I'll make it really clear for you guys. I've got a ton of questions, but if you can get 2 out of 3 against Tools, or if Tools can get that against you, then we'll find the biggest Harry Potter fan. Are you ready to play, Oscar?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Question number one. It is going to be multiple choice. In book one, The Sorcerer's Stone, who was the maker of the Philosopher's Stone? Was it A, Severus Snape?
Severus.
Severus Snape?
Yep.
Or B, was it Nicholas Flamel?
Tools.
Nicholas Flamel.
Oh, come on, Oscar. Did you explain the rules?
I'm giving it to him.
But I would have said, I said my name.
I'm giving it to Oscar. Oscar, that is correct.
Oscar.
You need to get two more next.
But, Oscar, can I just say, use your name as the buzzer before you start blurting out answers, okay? All right?
Oscar, your name is the buzzer. Tools does not want to lose this. Are you ready for question two? You get this right, you've won it.
Go.
What number vault was the... Tools, let me finish, please. What number vault was the Philosopher's Stone in? Multiple choice, two answers coming up. Name as the buzzer. Was it A, 713, or was it B, 492? Was that Oscar's name?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Is it 713?
Yes!
We've got to do more questions, Joel.
He got two out of three.
Rules are rules.
Who's that dad in the background?
That's correct.
This is an unbelievable victory.
So can I just say to Dad, would you allow it if someone really didn't play by the rules by saying their name as the buzzer in the first question?
Joel knows that Oscar's a tennis player and rules are rules in tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone won.
Couldn't agree more. All right, we'll give you one more question just for fun. Because Tools really wants to get an answer right.
Well, I've gone all out today. I've got my Gryffindor pants on. I've got my red jumper on. I've been waiting for this and I can't go out like that.
Oscar, you've got the signed picture from Daniel Radcliffe. This is a fun question. What did Professor Quirrell use as a diversion so that he could get to the Philosopher's Stone? Multiple choice. Was it A, a giant, or B, a troll?
A troll. Chills. Got it. Boom. That's how we do over here. And I didn't use my name at the start because you didn't for the first one, Oscar.